previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa and Nigeria are poised to exit the Financial Action Task Force's grey list as soon as the end of this month. Bloomberg reports that assessors from the FATF conducted on-site visits earlier this year and noted significant progress in the action plans for the two countries, along with Burkina Faso and Mozambique. We were placed on the grey list over 2 years ago for shortcomings in tackling illicit financial flows. Investors are wary of doing business with grey listed countries, so assuming we do come off, we can expect a modest increase in capital inflows. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau is optimistic about renewing America's Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, even though it expired at midnight last night. Renewal is vital for South Africa, including many parts of the Eastern Cape, which rely on AGOA for automotive, citrus and wine exports. These totaled more than 64 billion rand last year. Tau says that AGOA enjoys strong bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress. So far, though, absolute silence from the Americans on the topic. The electricity giant Eskom has delivered its first pre-tax profit in 8 years, 23.9 billion rand, compared with a loss of 25.5 billion the year before. It attributes the turnaround to lower primary energy costs, reduced reliance on costly diesel-fired open-cycle gas turbines, and a sharp cut in load shedding. However, non-payment of municipal debt remains a massive problem, and its auditors are also concerned, passing a qualified opinion about Eskom's viability as a going concern. On the markets, the records continue to tumble. The JSE All Share was up 0.2% to close last evening at 107,940, the top 40 by the same amount to end at 100,951, both record highs. Driving the upward surge is the gold price. 3,865 earlier this morning, also a record, now 3,861. And given the 9 months of the year are now behind us, we can see the JSE All Share is up 28.4% year to date, the top 40 up 34%, gold up 47%. Another big winner, platinum, nowhere near a record high this morning at 1587, but still 72.5% up on the year so far. Elsewhere, London's FTSE closed up 0.5%. In New York, the Dow, 0.2% to the good, another record close there. The S&P 500 up 0.4%. The Nasdaq up 0.3%, just beneath their record highs. Tokyo this morning down 1.2%. Hong Kong closed for a public holiday. Sydney down 0.3%. US dollar steady at 1.17 to the euro. The rand, 17.28 to the dollar, 20.27 to the euro, 23.21 to sterling. And finally, Bitcoin just under 114,500. Brent crude oil just over $65 a barrel.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.